countries struggle to compete with richer nations and their practice of subsidizing their farmers and dumping foreign products in local markets, West African nations have managed to boost trade exchanges over the past 10 years through a strategic economic union. From Senegal, and Jago Sek tell this report.
BMR was created in 1990.
And acquired even multiple times in 9 years. It was sort of an astonishing thing to note. But the big story, not on Action News or on TV at all, actually, for the most part, we looked at all expense paid trips, which we have done for many agencies. We looked at all expense paid trips for the FCC commissioners and staff over an 8-year period.
Can you do it? Nearly got it. There. Hickory, it's not empty at all. It's full of furniture. I wonder who's living here.
It was shaped, of course, like an attic, but furnished as a sitting room. Every bit of the walls was lined with shelves, and every bit of the shelves was full of books.
It's all right. There's no one here. Let's go in. But supposing someone comes? Let's just have a quick look.
So, in we went. A fire was burning in the grate, and in front of the fireplace, with its back towards us, was a large armchair. Between the chair and us, and filling most of the middle of the room, was a big table, piled with all sorts of things.
Here's a microscope. And just look at all these books. What strange writing.
I wonder what all these symbols.
And whatever are these?
The funders aren't listening, But I have to say that within a few weeks of this report, Congress shut down the trips, and they are no longer allowed to take privately funded trips.
Which, of course, everybody was understanding about.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, the damage, minimal. It was at a speedway. It wasn't indoor, so it was outside. They had to fire some tear gas. 6 kids got hurt. 1 cop got hurt. Some minor damage to about 9 police cars. But it's all said and done. Marilyn Manson does not, I repeat, not plan on rescheduling that show. Individual started the Stooges before we were born. Well, now he's hanging out with some younger kids, including the guys in Sum 41. You may have heard that song right here on Man Cow Show. I got a chance to talk to him over the weekend about hanging with the youngsters and how that's going for him.
Tales of the past? Sure. But one big reason we don't usually start that way is that it's almost impossible to focus on the bigger picture when a vast majority of your subliminal energy is wrapped around psychic open loops in your world. In order to most easily and effectively turn on and access the creative flow needed for new reality thinking, psychic RAM must be freed up. There's another equally important reason we do a lot of hands-on work with people processing these kinds of details. We're training a powerful, productive, and proactively responsive behavior. Many people who profess to being driven by only the most important things deal with them after they've risen to the level of urgency or immediacy. Ignoring the not yet in crisis, but still necessary commitments is in reality more reactive than responsive. If you think that the minutiae around you will automatically disappear when you have a clear, new, positive direction, think again. You must now dispatch all those details according to your new perspective. Dump them, file them, do them, delegate them, move on them, or park them for action at a more appropriate time.
And so some scholars have thought that, in fact,
learning to respond effectively and efficiently to everything that happened.
Claudius kicked Jews out of Rome because there were conflicts between Jews and Christians over who Jesus was that had led to some disturbances. And to quell the disturbances, he simply kicked a whole lot of them out.
PMOR has made substantial advances. However, continued effort is required to ensure economic achievements in trade integration. Senegal has set an example of opening the region to the rest of the world, capitalizing on improved air transport conditions. It has also opened access to countries like Mali via railway to the international port of Dakar. In Senegal,
and in Texas, 10 students between the ages of 11 and 12 were strip searched. That's
that would mean instead of just kind of kicking the Christians out, he kicked all of the Jews out so that he's not differentiating one kind of Jew from another kind of Jew, a Messianic Jew from a non-Messianic Jew. In around the year 50 then, 49, 50, there's not a differentiation between Christians and Jews.
Go into the building to put the 105
in. Stand by. Wildfire, we cleared on the building. We're cleared on the big square building. Go ahead and level it. Roger that.
Clear.
Okay.
Got it. Roger.
Are you there? Excuse me, please. I'm starting to scan the area.
Check vehicles, too.
You are clear to level the building.
Do you have any more personnel in the area?
Don't see any right now.
No.
Got it.
Got it.
All setting.
Hey!
Hey! Alright, don't bleed him.
That was from the party album.
Yep.
That came from 1965 when we made this party album.
Jim Peters.
Old Dean Collins came out. He was singing on, in fact, the High Voice. I don't know if anyone knew that. That was Dean from Dan and Dean singing along there. And he just walked in and said, hey, sit down, and come on, sit down, Dean, sit in the chair, come on, sit down and sit. He did. And, well, we had these girls come by, they were shouting, you know, I don't know, it was pretty hectic that night.
Did they have to sign their leases?
Yeah, direct hit
right there. Good.
Access to the Houser. Guy moving. Adam. Lines again.
No box, no box.
Coming out of the
hole. And now it's time for another special feature. Hurry up,
man.
Don't
get it. Out there, yep.
Back on the other guys.
All right, get the other guy. That might have probably within 2 feet.
That one's still crawling there.
Yep. Okay, still moving.
One up to the south.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, get ready.
Let's hold up and look around here. I know those two guys. I saw them flying apart.
Yeah,
I got that guy too.
I saw him die earlier. He was at 40 round.
Correct.
Good. Daddy!
Here is a 4-star woman in a 2-star hotel.
There he is.
He went down that embankment. He was protected.
Oh.
Correct.
Yes.
Daddy!
Don't see any other movement. Bill.
I'm in the lead vehicle with Sergeant Shaw and our guide, a civilian contractor. Night is clear, stars, no moon.
Ambush! Hang on.
Get a flare up, Sergeant.
Was you scared?
Scared? Well,
There was really no time to be scared.
With complete disregard for his own life, Sergeant Ranger Shaw engaged single-handedly an entire company of the enemy.
Song in the air. The railroad bridge is a sad song in the air. Every time the trains pass, I wants to go somewhere. I went down to the station, my heart was in my mouth. Went down to the station, heart was in my mouth. Looking for a boxcar to roll me to the south. Homesick blues is a terrible thing to have. The homesick blues is a terrible thing to have. To keep from crying, I opens my mouth and laugh.
I just want to get the whole fucking thing over with. Can you understand that?
Now for action, we have the murder of two men who are implicated somehow.
Is this mint green? Is that mint green? Is that what?
Greenish.
Green. Like.
Pink eye.
Michael, William Christensen, and Kathleen Christensen, all former analysts or directors.
Once and produced a daughter, Persephone.
Precisely as Orwell so obviously had done in books like Animal Farm and especially 1984. We'll hear more from Vladimir Schlappen.
A lot of weapons there. Daggers, mostly, hanging up on the walls. Quite a number of them.
And here, with your eyes.
I actually rather hope the invasion will happen. If we're invaded, we shall at any rate get rid once and for all of the gang who had got us into this mess.
A shadow moves upon a land.
My name is William Wayne. I don't know, this is so unimportant. I want to add anything that I can add to what he said about the fact that you guys are just... on the American side, geez, I don't know how... You know, it's so terrible that you don't know how to... There is no way... to be a leader in Americana except you guys. You gotta control it. We haven't any chance. Naturally things happen like at the Columbia University and at the other mother colleges. No, it really, it's, when I went to school, at the University of Southern California.
All we need is love interest. Must have love interest.
A little later today, we hope to have journalism professor Robert Jensen on the line.
Up in one of these old grimoires and find myself a demon that takes care of stuff like this. That, you know, brings treasure, things like that.
Why does it need to be a demon?
Well, demons have had a bad rap. Actually, demons are the spirits that do the heavy lifting in the universe.
Let me explain something to you. When I went there, when there was a fella in control of the college. I mean, he was the boss man there. If anybody had walked into his office,
I just want to get the whole fucking
down
thing
a
over
picture
with,
and did excrement in his
They all look a bit. Unit 12. Good. Then attack. Right. At the moment, I could be anywhere in the country. In fact, though, I'm here. In the last 20 years, like industrial estates like this one in Northampton have sprung up all over Northampton. At first sight, they can seem characterless, anonymous, and impersonal. Perhaps in many ways a reflection in miniature.
I'm afraid
of so much. Pardon? What?
That's Mr. Wilson's space. I'm afraid you'll have to move it.
Oh, okay. I mean, I didn't see a sign.
No, there isn't a sign. He doesn't want anyone else to know about it, otherwise everyone will park there.
Right. Okay, so where shall I?
There are three spaces reserved for visitors.
Oh, right. Good. I can't actually see any...
Well, they're only reserved when they're empty.
Oh, well...
In fact, there are only spaces when they're empty.
Oh, I see. So...
It's Mr. Mallard, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Is it really that obvious?
But yes.
At first, slightly unwelcome, but compared to the dark satanic mills of the 19th century, the light industrial units of today are light and don't have anything to do with Satanism.
King Solomon built.
Oh, yes.
Quiet, let me think.
Yes.
Quiet. Wait. I have it.
The great temple of God with the assistance, not of angels, but of demons. He got them under control.
If you'd like to wait for a moment, I'll just let Mr. Wilson know that you've arrived.
Okay, yes, thank you.
Mr. Mallard appears to see you, Mr. Wilson.
Yes, thank you, sir. I can see that.
Mr. Wilson is seeing you now, Mr. Mallard. And this is a copy of your itinerary for the day.
Oh, right. Yes, thank you. Well, thank you. Yes, that's it's very... I mean, it would be quite nice to be able to sort of just wander around and then see how things turn out.
Yes, you're...
Fatal intermittent fever broke out in the lower parts of this river about 11 weeks ago. In the month of August, the intermittent fever began to shake its burning, freezing subject.
Prior to the year 1830, when the Aeguan fever was not known to exist,
the epidemic ague, which has swept away great numbers of the natives, commenced in 1830,
was not known to exist.
The main disorder is an intermittent fever which has carried off all or nearly all the Indians.
Second. That poetry shit right here, I'ma hit you with a ball. Listen, the haters can't fuck with it, cause they moms and they sister and girl in love with it. I hear the ghetto holler back, come with it. Gather round, get together, come listen. Up top is you getting up with it. My dirty dirty is you getting caught with it. Smoke is smoke from coast to coast, but careful, that first draw be that overdose. Who stay holding it for Brooklyn? You know it's most. Jackpot, I got the gold for broke. That's the only way they get old niggas know to go. From right here to my youngest one is older folk. I'ma put it down like a dirty soul and soul. Freak daddy came here to work the mojo because the high is high and the low is low. That go for the sinner, man, the holy yoke. Put your shit in the sky, cause I know you know. My ghetto nation get toe to toe. Keep rockin' steady, steady, cause I told you so. After y'all get it going, let it go some more. That death poet about something for show, for show. For show, for show. Let me see it in the world, making your shoulder roll. When they get good, so yeah, baby, throw a bowl. Cause we are so ghetto. This is G-E-F-O. Yes, we are so ghetto. We rock these beautiful motherfucking poems. Listen, I am a fighter and a lover. I'm a freaky baby daddy. I'm a bad motherfucker. I'm the earth, wind, fire, and the thunder. I said I am. Go ask my mama. You don't believe that shit. Believe what you wanna. Alright, okay, what's up? Shut up.
In other words, you don't whip them up to do evil. You whip them up to give them a chance to do good.
Known as waste paper baskets, or had written lewd words on his the pictures of his family, we, as members of the college, would have kicked the damn hell out of this organization. I can't understand how it can happen in the United States of America that this can happen, and there aren't enough guys of your age to go up. I don't give a shit if you go to the school or not. You can't stand to have this happen. Oh, Christ, I'm not trying to talk for clapping. I'm trying to talk for you guys. You better start thinking.
Complex life. And there are such schools which offer escapes. Both in India and in Asia, there are these schools which offer a message, a system, a way which will give perhaps a great sensitivity, perhaps if one is sufficiently silly enough to have visions to perpetuate the same old sordid life and escape altogether into some mysterious metaphysical existence.
How are you going to hide from Lenny Ish?
With $315,000, I am a guy like Lenny Ish. People hide from me. I get darker and darker and darker in my big car. Don't be sucked in by littleness. So, are we partners? Is it yes?
Yeah. I'm in.
Are they on the evolutionary path? Are they...
They're in your brain.
The A-bomb. Would there be two rockets to carry them? Germany captured the world.
Don't! Don't! Don't!
With Zeus's permission, Hades, god of the underworld, comes out of Hades, out of Tartarus one day, seizes Persephone as she's picking flowers in a field, and takes her down to Tartarus with him to be his bride. This is one of the very few times in myth when Hades actually leaves Tartarus and comes back to the world of the living. He does.
We knew you'd get it, Mr. Dane.
No, we did indeed. Yes, we
the
did.
The sergeant there. Of course, that gives us the war interest, too. The wounded sergeant returns home, desperately anxious to marry the girl he left behind him. But the girl has vanished, too. You get it? The girl has vanished with the village.
Sergeant! Oh!
Trying to revitalize that, to try to find that masculine energy that he can't seem to locate.
Related to human consciousness or what?
Yeah, they're all part of human consciousness.
Yes, certainly. Certainly. I've received your urgent communication.
Your brother needs looking after, Mr.
Now, let me ask you this, Stacy. It is Stacy, isn't it?
It is Mrs. Right. Anderson.
What do you think it means when you write to me in capital letters?
Excuse me?
What do you think that means?
But Hitler, of course, didn't invade, and I think England and Orwell, too.
That has hooked your attention is masterful behavior.
And we had a very specific
specific and enforced nonviolence code, and this was partially a result of the violence that we experienced leading up to Redwood Summer. Increasingly, as we had gotten larger and more effective, violence had been used to keep us down on the front lines, and often with the cooperation or at least benign neglect of the local police. So, people had been, one woman was punched and knocked unconscious and had her nose broken and they wouldn't arrest, and somebody wielded a live chainsaw into a crowd and decked somebody and they wouldn't arrest. The most extreme example was, once again, me, Daryl, and another friend of ours, Pam, were driving to a well-publicized rally, and our car was rear-ended. It was rammed, Karen Silkwood style, by a logging truck that we had just blockaded less than 24 hours earlier. And that was in 1989. That was 1 year before Redwood Summer. And those were some of the things that made us think that we needed to call for these kinds of very public and very nonviolent tactics in order to counter that kind of thing. But the more that, as we put out this call, the more effective that we got, the more notorious we got, the more it seemed like people were really going to come to Redwood Summer, the more the ante kind of got whipped up. And really, there was a lynch mob atmosphere was whipped up in this area before Redwood Summer. And one of the things that they did was, we began to get increasingly frightening death threats. The scariest one that I received, we got, well, some of them phone, but particularly written death threats. The scariest one that I received was a photograph of me from the newspaper with a rifle scope and crosshairs drawn over my face. And when I went to the Mendocino sheriff and I asked them to help investigate the death threats, they said, and I quote, "We don't have the manpower to investigate. If you turn up dead, then we'll investigate." So I went to the Board of Supervisors and I showed the death threats to them and complained about the sheriff's lack of action. And one of the Board of Supervisors members said, "You brought it on yourself, Judy."
And, but anyway, I'll just give you an example of how this played out, if I may. I was very, very frightened because I thought these things had an objective reality to them and everything else. And I did an evocation of a spirit from a grimoire called Lesser Key of Solomon. And the spirit supposedly gave dignity.
These lectures are titled Early Christianity, The Experience of the Divine, Part 2.
Thank you, sir. Shall we go through to my office?
Yes, of course. What shall I say to Mr. Mallard?
It was Mr. Mallard I was talking to.
That's no problem. I'll make sure he knows.
Thank you, Sue. That's fine. Hello.
Hello. Yes, it's Roy Mallard.
Yes. Sue told me I was expecting you. Let's go through. Would you like some coffee?
That'd be lovely, yes.
Will white coffee be all right, Mr. Mallard?
Yes, that'd be fine, thanks.
Will black coffee be all right?
Just white coffee with one sugar.
No biscuits, then.
Oh, well,
Zenitech manufactures peripheral things for the computer industry. With a total workforce of just over 84 people and an annual turnover every year, Zenitech is just like companies that are similar to it across the country as well as up and down it.
In peripherals, you've got to get used to the fact that the technology is constantly changing.
When you say peripheral,
we made brake systems.
Oh, I see. Yes, right.
So, you're in a situation where you've got to run if you want to stand still.
Yes, and presumably you don't want to stand still.
If you stand still, then you go backwards.
But I mean, presumably you want to go forward.
Well, yes, indeed. A
scattered convert here or there, but rather of communities. The Greek word ekklesia.
Now, Phil Hendry.
Okay, at the Summertacular Western Estates, Bobby Julie joins us for Southern California Lifestyles along with her husband, Steve. Bobby is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Sounds like a lot of action out there, Bobby.
It certainly is, Phil, and we'll continue all through this week, through Sunday, our Summertacular Western Estates. We've had such a terrible time over the last week. A lot of people, of course, feel so badly for the Smart family in Utah. Our thoughts and our prayers are for Elizabeth Smart. We are all homeowners here, of course, but we're also parents and we're family, and we think so. We feel so badly for that family, and we did try, of course, in our way to institute security measures here at Western Estates so that our children would not be the victims of this kind of abduction, which we think is, I guess, so it's part and parcel of our times.
I know that you've started some after-hours home security testing there.
Well, beginning early this month and continuing through throughout the month, the Western States Homeowners Association began what we feel is a very bold program to empower families and to defend children. We realized that we would receive criticism and some backlash, but we think that it was an outstanding idea, and we think the safety and security of our children is paramount.
Tell us about that, if you can, and I hear that talking about Elizabeth Smart and talking about all the children being abducted in the middle of your summer tacular, it sounds like everybody's having such a good time.
They really are, Phil. And
in that, it contains fact, but it also is clearly contains a good deal of fictional rendering.
These guys don't get their money, I am dead. This money's the only hope on earth. Being killed? I mean, it's like Bascom. His eyeballs, the pupils just went out. It's like somebody poured mud in there or something. I told him. I told him to go to Conrad's. He and Billy usually go to Conrad's. I killed Vesk. I finished him off. Because I wanted all the money. And the girl and the happily ever after. And I should have it. Because I crawled to an alien monster dimension to get it.
This is so bad. Okay. These this group of black women.
Oh, it sucks. Get us in trouble.
This group of black women, they get together, right? And they go see this this musical called Not a Day Goes By about black men on the down low. And for those of you who don't know what the down low is, it is not calling yourself gay or bisexual, but having sex with other men. So there's all these black men that are fucking each other in the ass or giving each other blowjobs, and they are on the down low.
But they're not.
And they're
gay.
They're not gay.
They're not bisexual.
You know, what's a blowjob between?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes you're sitting there, you're watching the game with your friends. Hey, come on, let's just fuck you in the ass, man. No big deal. It's on the down low. I won't tell your wife. Let me just put the tip in. Come on in.
You'll like it. I love this.
Oh, yeah.
This is just so bad. And one of the ladies, she's like, once I found out how prevalent the down low was in our community, I was very afraid. Well, no shit. And this other lady, she's like, see, I had to read this because it's just so funny. Her friend, Misha King, 35, said she needed to get as much information as she could as quickly as she could. She has to know everything about the down low now. Oh, you guys are going to love this. I've been on field trips to the gay bars.
They all got a little yellow school bus. And they had their parents sign the permission slips.
And they went to a field They went on a field trip to a gay bar, and it says, I have seen guys that look like men you would date. Miss King said, I treat every man as a bisexual because I don't want to end up as a sister with HIV. The funny thing about that is, she said, they look like men you would date.
Right.
It's like, hello. What, they're not
they
aliens.
Have, right. They don't have
tentacles.
Little horns coming out.
You know? Hey, you know what? We got a caller. So let's go ahead and bring them on. Hey, you're on the air on KSX Radio. Who is this? Who is this?
Hello.
Hello. This is Violet Blue.
Oh, Violet Blue.
Are you? You do know who you're calling, right? You're not trying to order a pizza. Lose him?
Oh, there. Hello? Sorry. That was the wrong person. You're on the AI K6 radio. Who is this? Pelagia?
You were on the air.
Wait. Hello? Hey, I know who this is.
What's up, sweetheart?
How are you doing?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Where we're all gathered, I'm gonna have to let you do a little lick in there.
Maybe you can put your fist in her.
Yeah, after I put my fist in you, okay? I want to put my fist in you, and then I want to whip your clit until you come. Sounds good? That's fabulous. Okay, so that's what we're gonna do next time I see you.
It's a plan.
I'm so excited.
I love my religion.
That would be so cool, because I really regret missing your birthday.
I know.
I'm so freaking sick. It just sucks.
How are you now? Are you better?
I want to make up for it, for sure.
Good.
All right. We'll put you...
What he did to Mr. Dane. He struck Mr. Dane with his fist.
Take it easy, Hank. Take it easy.
He struck
Get him
me.
Out of here, Tom. Get him out of here, or I'll kill him.
Steady, son. I agree he's a kind of a crawling thing, but I don't reckon he knew he was hitting that close to home.
Quiet, man. Look at me. Wait. You mean the things I said, the idea I projected? You mean it so?
I'm afraid it is, Dane. You better wait outside and wait quietly.
Oh, yes, I, perhaps silence is golden, perhaps. Come, my men, we go.
Yes, Mr. Dane, you know you were marvelous the way you handled that thing, Mr. Dane.
Please, Alice, do you know how embarrassing it would be to be thrown out of the Raccoon Lodge?
Certainly. It's pretty embarrassing just to be in it.
He's your only friend. I don't see big changes for you in my crystal ball.
Dickens continues his reading.
James Harris, classic comedy, catch 22. In which Captain Insane finds himself back in hospital, this time legitimately, with a thyroid. But before long, he's returned to the spotlight.
Arfi was an authority on the subject of true love, because he had already fallen truly in love with Nately's father, and with the prospect of working for him after the war in some executive capacity as a reward for befriending Nately. Arfie was a lead navigator who had never been able to find himself since leaving college. He was a genial, magnanimous lead navigator who could always forgive the other men in the squadron for denouncing him furiously each time he got lost on a combat mission and led them over concentrations of anti-aircraft fire. He got lost again on the weekly milk run to Parma and tried to lead the planes out to sea over the city of Leghorn after Yossarian had dropped his bombs on the undefended inland target and settled back against his thick wall of armor plate with his eyes closed and a fragrant cigarette in his fingertips. Suddenly there was flak, and all at once McWatt was shrieking over the intercom, "Flak! Flak! Where the hell are we? What the hell's going on?" Yossarian flipped his eyes open in alarm and saw the totally unexpected bulging black puffs of flak crashing down and toward them from high up, and Arfie's complacent, melon-round, tiny-eyed face gazing out at the approaching cannon bursts with affable bemusement. Yossarian was flabbergasted. His leg went abruptly to sleep. McWatt had started to climb and was yelping over the intercom for instructions. Yossarian sprang forward to see where they were and remained in the same place. He was unable to move. Then he realized he was sopping wet. He looked down at his crotch with a sinking, sick sensation. A wild crimson blot was crawling upward rapidly along his shirt front like an enormous sea monster rising to devour him. He was wounded in the thigh, and when he recovered consciousness, he found McWatt on both knees taking care of him. Nately's at the controls. The poor kid almost started
like Oliver North, General Secord, Albert Hakim are practically household names.
It's getting to be re-goddamn-diculous.
But Daniel Sheehan, chief legal counsel for the Christic Institute, a public interest law firm, believes there are other influential players involved.
There exists, in operation now, a secret team of some two dozen men, former Central Intelligence Agency covert operatives, former U.S. Pentagon arms suppliers, who have joined together in a private enterprise outside of the control of the American government.
So does the fabled maxim hold that behind every great man there resides a great lady? In this case, wife, mother, and Mrs. Magna Tech herself, Kathleen Whitaker proves that it does. A woman as devoted to her family as she is kind to Negro.
Let me see that. What on earth is that woman thinking?
Come on.
Kathy? Oh, she's been liberal ever since she played summer stock at college with all those steamy Jewish boys. Why do you think they used to call her Red?
Oh, for heaven's sake, let's go inside before Joe McCarthy comes driving by.
Sir, we'll be right outside.
What?
We'll be right outside, sir.
I know. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Shall I get that for you, sir?
No.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Personal wars around the world.
Whether there is actually an organized secret team or simply a loose association of individuals, it is clear that there are a number of people who have been working actively behind the scenes in these covert operations. Some of the names are Theodore Shackley, who was Assistant Deputy Director of Operations for the Central Intelligence Agency as of 1976 under George Bush, who was CIA Director at the time. Thomas Kleins, who worked as a case officer under Shackley in Miami and in Laos. Rafael Chichi Quintero, an anti-Castro Cuban who worked under Kleins and was allegedly recruited by the CIA as an assassin.
Goddamn ridiculous.
General John Singlaub, who worked with Shackley and Kleins in Vietnam and was in charge of the CIA's special operations over the border into Laos. General Richard Secord, who supervised the air operations into Laos and was later assigned to the Pentagon, where he was put in charge of arms sales to Iran. Albert Hakim, who was a salesman for U.S. weapons companies and a middleman in the Iran-Contra affair.
These are the men who have been stirring the pot around the world.
That approach to that word with its meaning of meditation is the living, not an escape, not an abstraction of life with all its delight, with its sorrow and despair, and an escape, an avoidance, a metaphysics. Mystical, non-realistic, but romantic escape.
And encountered the bolt. The creaking of the iron surprised him. With a laborious passivity, the whole gate swung back.
Monrad advanced along the eucalypti, treading on confused generations of rigid, broken leaves.
Instigate these wars on the side of the right wing.
Viewed from anear, the house of the Villa of Tristleroy abounded in pointless symmetries and in maniacal repetitions.
And that's the group that we're dealing with right here, who are making war.
So whereas she tends to manipulate him into being the man she thinks he should be, he tries and fails at manipulating her to be the man that he thinks she should be.
Maybe it's standing at the podium, bright lights shining down on you, slightly out of breath, listening to the ovation, Oscar in your hand, remembering Barbara Streisand's comment on winning her Oscar. her on winning her Oscar.
Hello, gorgeous.
In the world for their own personal profit.
Feel a little cold as this anesthetic gel goes on. Probe sheath and probe. Please relax. Are you relaxed, Raymond?
Yes, sir.
Now, Raymond, I'm going to drill a tiny hole in the skull, which will allow delivery of the new implant. So what you'll feel is a little discomfort in the form of pressure and also a loud vibrating noise in your head, all of which, of course, is completely normal.
If you guys don't start thinking as men, we're going to have a lousy country.
I'm stunned.
What happened and what have you been doing?
Silence! I am Her Majesty's representative in this court, and I must be obeyed.
Exciting game, dear friends, and you bet. This is the All-American Football Crusade, coming to you this week from the convenient Karate Baptist Chapel of the Bulls, built right down close to the freeway, because God loves all you safe drivers best. Yes, friends, this is the mighty Reverend Bob Tackle. Fans asking, what happens when you're shaken inside to go wide? When you go out on a pattern and get overthrown? When it's man-to-man defense and you anticipate the snap? What a rush! Look out! Another quick penalty, another personal foul. An elbow is caught and you see it. Is it sudden death or sudden victory? Well, friends, the dual isolation can slow you down. But you know, the other day, a guy who once played ball with Notre Dame, and he's a pretty powerful man in state politics now, compared football with real life. It's a game you can feel a clean hatred for your opponent, he said. It's a clean hatred since it's only symbolic in a jersey. Well, it's almost timeout down on the field now, and you know he's watching with you. He's the number one fan, and whatever happens, he's enjoying it because he's top dog, and not the other way around. There's no score yet. It's your ball, dear friends. Don't give it back. You've been listening to the All-American Football Crusade with Reverend Bob Tackle. In a game just concluded, Oral Roberts outscored Cal State LA 11-13.
Oh, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. And a Happy New Year.
Happy
I guess
Christian
it takes care
year.
Of you three guys. What?
Happy Christian New Year.
Would you mind and putting happy, your voice up here on the table?
Yes, a happy football New Year to you.
Well.
To, I think the Reverend stated it so well.
Reverend Sowell.
Yeah, Reverend Sowell stated it so good.
Yes, he
when
did.
When he said that it was, that football was, did he say it was like life or like death?
Said it was like shrapnel.
He said it was like shrapnel. I thought that was so
true.
It
has a way of working its way out of your
it
system
does.
Years
well,
after
you've
your body.
Unzip your pants.
You can tell me. You can answer me this, Catherine. And your voice certainly has changed.
Yeah, well, I've been speaking a lot recently around the country, and it's quite a load, you know. Even God can't help me with that. You can still smile, though.
We can't go on together with suspicious
Would you drive such a lovely, expensive automobile down the street without tires?
No.
Wouldn't that be ridiculous?
That would be silly.
Moronic?
That's why I am
crazy
on television so very much. Mm-hmm. You could say that. I have lots of wheels, and I got a lot of spare tires, too, Bucky.
Do you think, tell
me... Can we smile?
Yes, that's very cute. Tell me this, Catherine. The young people.
The young people.
There are so many of them.
Thank God.
Yes. And
they're so young.
Yes. Now, don't you think that they have a love for Jesus?
Yes, I do. See me smile?
Yes. That's very nice. Just like Jesus.
Oh, yes. And the beard.
For a woman, that is a fairly well-developed beard.
Well, that's just in your eyes. In my eyes, it's just the best I can do.
Cuban revolutionary troops such as these have invaded Castro's leftist island fortress, reportedly rallied by a mysterious coded radio message.
But I mean, presumably you want to go forward.
Well, yes, indeed, and we are doing, which is why we're managing to stand still.
Alert!
It was after the failed invasion of Cuba at the Bay of Pigs in 1961.
Alt key. The alt key on a computer keyboard gives alternate meanings to other keys, thus expanding the keyboard's capability. The alt key is held down like a shift key, and another key is pressed. Shira 2. Hide. In a graphical user interface, the menu selection that instructs the computer not to show certain things on screen.
For Theodore Shapley, as CIA station chief in Miami and his assistant Thomas Klein, began working with Rafael Quintero and other right-wing Cubans to overthrow the Castro government.
He does so to get Persephone. Demeter does not know what's happened to her daughter. She wanders the world looking for Persephone.
Dedicated line. A telecommunications line that lets your computer have a direct permanent connection to the internet, in contrast with a dial connection.
The stimulus for your book was a fellow named Peter Novick's study. How did you get to this point? It was a step. I'm sure it didn't just happen overnight.
Well, the stimulus for the actual writing of the book was effectively a response.
Making a decision for myself, I have all of this information, and it's easy for me to see a global picture, but I can't.
In 1965, Shackley and Kleins were transferred to Laos, where Shackley became CIA station chief, Kleins his assistant once again. It was here, in Southeast Asia, that they teamed up with General Secord and Singlau.
And they there began running the secret war in Laos and Cambodia and Thailand. Everybody in the United States basically thought the war was going on in Vietnam. In fact, it was a major dirty war, covert war, that was fought primarily due to assassinations.
So we'll be right outside.
And then gives up and many times to seek the bimbo, to revitalize his juices, to prove that he's still a man.
People that were suspected sympathizers.
During her wanderings, she visits the town of Eleusis, near Athens. Eventually, Demeter forces Zeus's hand to try to get Persephone back by causing a famine, refusing to let any grain grow.
Well, let's talk about the birth of an obsession. Sure, she's scared. But let's just examine the obsession for now. And the agent that solidified it. An arrangement of concrete and steel. A manifestation that spins, yet doesn't move. A divine pattern. A whirl of enchantment. A whirl of enchantment. And not the healthy cry of a newborn, but an ailing squeal. Not a vigorous young screech, but a queasy wail. But let's talk about the birth of an obsession. It's not just simple obsession, though. I'd call it a new form of life, a different way through the door. It's a new path. A spore. So imagine this. A careless diver, bulging at the pores. Come over here. I want you to listen to something. That spiraling ramp, right there in front of you. It's caused a lot of sorrow, and it's caused a lot of heartache, too. Its foundations run for blocks in every direction. It rotates endlessly off into space by implication. It's a physical construct, becoming a mental object of such staggering complexity that all she can do in its presence is fall to the couch and weep. A cement edifice occupying such a large portion of her mind that there's no room left for processing speech, or food, or time, or sleep, or visual information. A narcotic coil of lime. I'm talking about obsessive thoughts. I'm talking about obsessive thoughts regarding the beast rendering, if I may be allowed to mix the fat and the tallow of a single experience. Objectively, it's massive. But trivial. Subjectively, it is staggering. Its possibilities are endless, but tightly constrained. It could be anything, but it isn't just anything. It's that thing.
Let's just keep going on this,
okay? Yeah.
Remember, you can't contact her, okay?
Believe me, I know that.
I know that.
I don't even want to talk to her again. I just want to get this over with.
Yeah, well, everyone
you know?
Does. So
okay.
Most definitely, Jesse.
I also want to make an apology to you. I'm sorry that you have to go through this nonsense. It's such a busy time during the year.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
I also wanted to make an apology to Dick, personally. So that, you know, anyway, let's keep going.
Especially you, the important thing is we definitely want to get to the bottom of what happened and resolve it, you know, fairly.
I do appreciate the apology, Jesse. Again, I know this is a lot of nonsense,
you know,
a classic experience where One person thought that he had a date for a while, and the other obviously didn't, thought something else. So there was a reaction there.
Yeah.
You know, sort of a...
Yeah.
Which, anyway,
yeah.
But keep going.
Okay. So when you got to her house, at that point in time, can you tell me, you know, what happened? I don't need a lot of detail. It's just
right.
That did she invite you up or what?
Yeah. And I gave her a back massage, which was sort of the planned date.
Okay.
And then we engaged in intimate intercourse.
Did you stay the whole night?
No, I didn't.
How long did you stay?
I'd say probably till 2:30 a.m.
Would anyone like another daiquiri?
Better not.
Oh, no, one's my limit.
Elle? Mm. All right, girls, no more beating around the bush. Nancy.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, come on, can't be that bad.
Well, Mike insists on... He insists on once a week.
Aw, you got off easy.
Once a week?
Oh, you're lucky. Ron's more like two or three.
Three, really?
And how?
That's nothing. Girlfriend of mine, Shirley Dawson. Her husband, every night of the week, plus three more times on the weekend. Can you imagine?
To work.
Definitely gonna.
Oh, and I love your new website. Check it out. It's so cool.
Thank you.
Ah, sweet. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. That's lovely.
Is there anything else I can get you, Mr. Mallard?
Actually, a glass of water might be nice.
That's the water in the coffee?
Oh, good.
I'll need you to put your own sugar in.
Thank you.
And it was no biscuits, wasn't it?
Yes, sadly. Yes, it was.
Paul is now in his early 50s, and although he's a firm believer that age isn't a factor in how old you are, there's a lived-in quality to his face which gives some indication of what the rest of him that you can't see is probably like.
Message I sent to Matt Kahn's email day before yesterday, day before I died of underachievement,
day before I
allocated
dropped out.
Efficiency. What is
the best day before I
split my head with a
cursor,
chaser, combination of goods, day before I chant down
Scarsdale,
scarcity, choice,
day before I said, okay, this is the best,
combination where the curve flattens,
where the straight bends,
right, you know my name, cuts through the low point of the
right,
you know my
name, is produced with the fewest inputs,
at a marginal cost of less is more than
more
is better
than
less. And I say it is, and he says, yes, yes, look at the
graph.
No calculus,
no.
Where this meets this,
no.
More is better than less,
no. I say, oh, he says, see, this curves out this way. And I say, I guess I see how this works.
More is better
than
less.
He says, like an equation.
No algebra, no calculus. When marginal utility X equals declines, the more one consumes.
But you have to think like this.
More is better than less.
More is better than less.
And the paradox of value is that
that which
is unnecessary is worth much
more. Like life is idolized.
And life is everywhere.
And life is cheap, right?
Yeah, life is cheap.
Statistics on the
statistics
production
of dead bodies
in
the United States. I question why. I send him email, and he says he knows. He says he can graph it.
He
says the
treatment
of violence
is
not
yet
profitable.
You know why?
Incentives.
Two things to remember.
Supply and demand. And you always substitute away from the more expensive.
Why?
Away from the valuable.
Why?
Elasticity equals. Don't
you
want
a percent change over? No. Percent change over?
No.
Percent change over?
No.
Tony Snow Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. While we wait today, and what do we hear? There may be terrorists in our midst. Yesterday, FBI Director Bob Mueller and Attorney General John Ashcroft appearing before the press trotting out the name of seven people that you and I are supposed to look for. If you have seen them on your local paper, I'll recite the names anyway. Adnan Shukr Juma, Afia Siddiqui, Fazul Abdullah Muhammad, Ahmed Khalfan Gailani, Amir Almaty, Abderrouf Jday, and Adam Yahihi Gadan. Another one. Another one coming after this. At least that's how it seems. These most poignant of times. Around here. Because it could just be me.
Well, we have identified in Western States, out of the 250 homes here, we have identified those homes with female children that are underage.
NewMetaphysics.com, of course.
Let me tell you something about black people. One thing about black people, boy, they can mispronounce words, but we...
We put up with him, though. In this great experiment of mankind.
Being let out by Captain Fritz. There is a prisoner.
Where all that stuff goes under our heads. Especially by the top of the head.
Oswald has a shot.
Position I'm not usually in. Thankfully. It's New Metaphysics. One before the next one. Great melodrama upon the lands. As we notch and rev it up. Winch that torque and leverage the bar on pole towards the big build up. Commonly used word in the media today that's ramping up to 2012 kind of thing. Which very few people know anything about since it's never had one of those before. As opposed to that millennial mania that we went through. The every four-year election syndrome. Gary at newmetaphysics.com, if you have the same name as me and want to do something about it, punk. Around here.
Bonjour! The cheese-eating surrender monkeys!
Around here. So this is my moment in the sun every
one before the in-between of the other two to address planet Earth. And even though I'm fully dressed, I am in fact still wearing my bathrobe.
Be very careful. Get the gun. Get the gun.
Make it official.
Stay away from the gun.
Make it official.
We got a little rule back home. Get black and get back.
How'd you like the platform boot up your honky ass?
So, we're not.
This guy talks so slow. I can talk also.
Using that word as a means of escape, but rather to understand the very existence, the whole meaning of life.
I think this guy runs a deli.
I think that has great meaning. And meditation becomes then a benediction.
It'd be a new one.
An extraordinary thing that one must understand very deeply.
Just remember.
And if one has time this evening,
what the best movie in town is, I'm going to talk right with this guy.
We might perhaps go into it together.
And we can separate Fidelis it later.
Has now become the fashion.
Best movie in town.
To talk about meditation.
I'm going to bop now, man.
It's almost on every lip. It is even in
drilled into
York.
Your skull.
And every
timeless, synchronical times ago.
Call them long-haired gentlemen. Talk about it.
Transcendental jump.
The offer.
What if I told you?
System.
What if I told you?
By repetition of which.
The greatest thing I could ever tell you.
Or the practice of that method.
I had
you're going to transcend.
Tone it
all
down.
Your sorrow and achieve some extraordinary.
And it was still the greatest thing I could ever tell you.
Which is obviously nonsense. Because a stupid mind, a dull mind, a mind that
what
is
it sound like?
Conditioned heavily, sudden. By its own prejudices
more importantly,
and superstitions and conclusions.
What would you pay for
it? A dull mind can meditate indefinitely, following a certain method.
Would you pay nothing for it?
And it will still remain a dull mind. So we can intelligently.
You usually don't.
Push all that aside. The method, the how, the pattern, set down by the ancients or by the modern.
There was a bright red wooden tray on the table. On the tray were a number of colored rings.
They're in pairs. A yellow one and a green one together. Then a space. Then another two. What do you think they're for?
What indeed?
Uncle Andrew!
Well, this is a pleasant surprise, Diggory. There I was, sitting by the fire, never for a moment expecting any company, when lo and behold, visitors.
I'm sorry, Uncle Andrew. You see, we thought...
Oh, don't worry, my dear boy. I'm delighted to see you. Two children are just what I wanted.
Mr. Kettley?
Diggory, where are your manners? Aren't you going to introduce me to your young companion?
I'm Polly Plummer, and it's nearly my tea time, so I've got to go home.
Well, not just yet.
She knew what Speaker Okaya would say. How could Cheska let her own emotions take precedence over the future of all Romer clan? The Therons would indeed be a powerful and palatable ally, far more acceptable than either the Big Goose or the Ildiran Empire. And yet... 38.
And of course, it's also important to remind yourself or to remember that hidden agendas, regardless of how they got hidden, are erosive and alienating, and therefore destructive, certainly frustrating. And so it's not because they're more powerful, or because you're being punished, or that you're bad or wrong for having them. It has to do with the phenomena of the very agendas themselves. The lack of motion, emotion, or motivation. The lack of responsibility that you're able to take at that particular time, at that particular juncture. Because their nature most often is negative in their destructiveness or in their impossibility. Because of the phenomena of deluding focus, when you split your focus, deluding it. And what happens when it's contrary or negative, that doesn't happen when it's divided up, when it's all positive. Because often those agendas are more meaningful. They are higher on your priority list, even though you won't admit it. Because they seem to be beyond your creation, and because their very nature makes them erosive and alienating. That's why they're frustrating. That's why they can become destructive. And precisely in this year of achievement, precisely as you progress as map makers, vision makers, dreamers and dream weavers, precisely as you go about the process of weaving and developing a future, a positive future in your world, precisely as you move forward in this very decade, so monumental, it is so important to be able to end the frustration and the potential destruction. So as we see how they come about, from open to hidden to lost, on their continuum, and how you handle their potential contrariness, what are these agendas? Well, anything can become a hidden or lost agenda, certainly so. But it's important to understand that an agenda isn't just something I desire. Yeah, I want a new job. That isn't my agenda. That's a desire. I want to get healthy. That's a desire. But that's maybe not the agenda that I'm up to. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. And any agenda could become hidden. But there are generally some categories that they tend to fall into. Most of them, as we say, impossible or destructive. And most of them fall into these categories. First of all, one of the most common, indeed one of the most powerful, is that of control. That what I really want to do is control. Not to create, not to generate, not to work together, not to share. I want to control. I want to be in charge. I want to control. And that agenda, dropped for reasons quite obvious, not always invisible, sometimes so, but hung on to still. Behind it all, regardless of what I want to create, here's what I want to create, you see, all this stuff up here. But underneath it is this, I want to control. That's more important to me. That's what I'm really after in this, in this, in this, in the various things that I want, mundane or otherwise. I want control. I want to work with my higher self so I can control. I want to talk to, I want to visualize more so I can control. I want to find this relationship, I want to develop this intimacy, I want to have this, whatever it is, however beautiful it might be, because I want to control. See, that's hidden. I'm not admitting, I'm not coming right out and saying, the reason I want to do this is so that I can control you. Then it would be open. And the other person could decide what they want to do about that. But I hide it. Maybe I can't make it totally invisible in that same thing. It peaks itself every so often. Whoops. Sometimes I can make it very invisible. But it's still there. It's still there. And at any moment, boom, it can burst into my reality. Control. I want to control. It gets in the way, certainly so. of anything you want to create, because it's not appropriate, first of all, and it's actually impossible. You can create anything you want, but you can't control really anything. And there's the paradox, perhaps, even as people rush into the metaphysics so that they can control, learning technique to control, frustrated as all can be, because although the technique seems to work for everybody else, it isn't giving me control. And therefore giving it up for something else. It's some other form of trying to get that control. You can't control, but you can create. So it is inappropriate, it's impossible. Certainly it's destructive, because not only the damage and the hurt you can produce for others, but certainly you always end up being controlled. There isn't a single one among you who has this agenda, however visible or invisible, as a hidden agenda, that isn't in your way being controlled often by the very thing you're trying to control.
Today, the general attitude regarding this sort of behavior is naturally more modern, more scientific than it ever has been before. But for those who do seek treatment, who possess the will and desire to lead a normal life, there still remains only a scant 5 to 30% rate of success. For complete heterosexual conversion. For many, it's the treatment itself that often changes a patient's mind.
What does it comprise of, the treatment?
The treatment's usually comprised of psychiatric sessions twice a week, sometimes more.
Or just talking?
Yes. Though some patients have explored additional, more behavioral methods.
Behavioral.
Electroshock aversion therapy, for instance, or a hormonal rebalancing procedure.
You know exactly what they talking about. Am I lying? I got a cousin cannot talk to save his life. Man, he called me the other day. I said, man, I thought you was coming over here yesterday. He said, shit, I fold to come over there this morning. What the hell is bold to hang? And he got a little girl, no better. She's 6 years old. She had a piece of cake one day. I said, girl, let me have a piece of that cake. She said, ain't mine. Her mother heard her say it right, girl. She got louder. Ain't mine. I said, God damn it, let it keep it. I'm telling you, one thing about black people, man, we can mispronounce words, but we know exactly what they talking about. Am I lying? I got two uncles, man. These niggas cannot talk. One of them still say Coca-Cola's. Nigga don't say Coca-Cola's no more. Might say Coke's. Nigga, bring me two Coca-Cola's out of there. And two of my uncles, they went to the zoo, right? They came back, my uncle said, man, I seen a goddamn gorilla. What the fuck is a gorilla? My other uncle said, man, that wasn't no gorilla, nigga, that was a baboon. I said, both of y'all wrong as a motherfucker. Oh, my God.
We charted where the homes were. We've charted the movements of the people there. And as I said, during this month, the vice president of our board, which is my husband, Steve Dooley, along with our secretary treasurer, Ray Greeley, and our head of security, Art Holm, randomly performed what we called midnight mock kidnapping. Now, listen to this, Phil, because we feel it's really brilliant.
I know this can all seem rather daunting at first. I suggest you take some time. Think over the various options we've discussed. Discuss it with your wife.
No, I already know. I want to begin treatment. I can't let this thing destroy my wife. My family's life. I know it's a sickness because it makes me feel despicable. I promise you, Dr. Bowman, I'm going to beat this thing. I'm going to break it. So help me God.
resilient, and it's a wonderful way to protect and to safeguard our children.
Harper Audio presents The Dilbert Future by Scott Adams. There are two types of people in the world. The first are bright and attractive people like yourself who listen to Dilbert tapes, and the second are the 6 billion idiots who get in our way. Since we're outnumbered, it's a good idea not to refer to them as idiots to their faces. A devious Dilbert listener suggested calling them individuals, emphasis on the duh.
Half at Lao, or other people who were not terribly sympathetic to the Western powers.
There, that was Norman Solomon, a syndicated media columnist. We've also been joined in the studio by Michael Torrenti. Please stay tuned. There are going to be updates on the hour.
Thoughts about Napster and MP3s. Give us the gist of your feelings, Ray, about what Napster represents.
I think that it represents a new paradigm in music is dispersed to the world. It hopefully is heralding the end of a reign of terror.
Witness the aftermath of a late-night parking ramp argument. Hear some yelling, but still sit in the car. Fiddle with dials. Get out. Look down the ramp toward the guard booth, and a man looks back. Kind of familiar, isn't he? Kind of vile. Kind of bulged. Kind of self-indulged. Here's where everything begins to accelerate downward. She thinks she might know him, and she thinks he's cute, but his head takes a very, very inappropriately long time to swing up from looking down at the ground up to looking down the ramp at her. Let me say that again, because your orientation is critical here if you're going to follow any of this, if you're going to follow the path from the fist. His head takes a very, very inappropriately long time to swing up from looking down at the ramp up to looking down the ramp at her. Get out and walk up the ramp toward the guard as he walks away. It's the camp of the flirtation. It's slant plus elevation. It's the blood of the altercation. Enough of that. She got ga-ga over him. How does something bypass articulation and take over your mind from the inside?
American scientist Jack Dan, last the author of The Death of Innocence, Sister Helen Prejean, blesses us with her presence. And it's Friday, so it's time for the party machine.
Sabato, 21 V. Ο DJ TLR αποτυχάει και της Ολλανδίας, επίσης γνωστός ως Mr. Clavio, για πρώτη φορά στην Αθήνα. Dance to the West Coast sound of the Netherlands. Προσκύνηση από Mr. Bolek and Mr. Lolek. Chroma upstairs. Στοχός 12 ευρώ με ποτό.
I know why him sent email and came this reply. Labor.
Capital.
Labor.
Capital.
Numerator, denominator, num-dominator, sum. Flip this over. Multiply by the square root of everything produced by a nation in a year.
It's a production function. See what I mean? Demand is otherwise.
Nihil est.
That's Latin.
Inelastic, that is. Domination. Advantage.
Absolute.
Domination. Advantage.
Absolute.
When percent change Q.
Maybe you'll get it.
When percent change Q.
Maybe you'll see it.
When percent change Q is less than command send 1, then demand it does not change.
Dreams. A dedicated line is assigned to only one purpose and is always connected to the same equipment. Moshiach Eden. An accidental condition or a manifestation of programming mistake that may cause a system or component not to perform as required.
Basically perpetrated on the public by four major corporations.
Yet discovered that he is, because he wouldn't be seeking that kind of proof if he had it, even once. Well, what happens here in this sanction, you see, is that this, with the male energy and men working and taking care of and trying to fulfill these energies, either in themselves or through other people, and with women in that sanction in the past having been taking care of these energies or trying to fulfill these energies, and these first two, it has worked because women have been so preoccupied with being what they had to be, mothers to his children. And they had to be at home, and they had to do the cooking and the cleaning and all those sorts of things. But you see, there has come now a crisis of femininity. And that crisis has been produced by several factors.
These are specific images. If you are doing some of your body work and releasing one of the limiting emotions, this also releases some passion. Then direct that passion toward the specific image of your big dream. If you're thinking passionately about whatever you currently find passionating...
As we said, what would a self-help book be without a coined word or two? Passionating was number two.
Listen.
There's a man here.
There's a long hallway into which Elias is screaming right there, and I very much wanted to get a shot from the end of that hallway all the way to him, screaming at the top of his lungs with absolutely nobody listening, but it would have meant lighting that whole hallway, and we didn't really have time, so we just went with this one shot.
Listen to my heartbeat.
Theodore Shackley was promoted to director of CIA Western Hemisphere Operations. He supervised the plans to overthrow the democratically elected president of Chile, Salvador Allende.
Must supplant those rough, rug-headed curs which live like venom, where no venom else but only they have privilege to live.
Well, okay, I'll go home. If you don't like me, kiss my ass.
Outside, sir. I know. Good night. Good night, sir.
Shall I get that for you, sir?
No.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Now, to the speeded-up dream of a user, that sound lasts for 4 hours.
Jesus, I have had the chance to be with guys who are with things and against things. And, you know, Christ, you try as I try as a human being to listen to both sides of everything. But there's no both sides anymore. They're just trying to wreck our goddamn country. It's time for you younger guys to take over. I don't know what the hell to do.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I am Malabar, seer of the tapes, knower of the episodes. Tremble before my encyclopedic knowledge of Star Trek.
All hands brace for impact.
It's impossible. Things like this can't happen.
It's just a show. It doesn't have any fucking effect on me, for fuck's sake.
Some man you just can't reach.
Allende, a socialist, had promised to nationalize the copper mines and other industries and posed a threat to U.S. business interests in Chile.
This is a man who smokes Marlboro cigarettes.
We saw how easy it was for someone to gain access to Elizabeth Martin. We wanted to see if the same situation and conditions existed here, and then see how far someone could get in abducting children. Now, obviously, we're not really talking about abducting children. We're talking about going into the home after hours and going into these homes, waiting for a few minutes, and then taking the child out of the home.
Now, I want to get this right. Steve Dooley, Ray Greeley, and Art Holm.
Yeah, we would randomly perform midnight mock kidnapping. And I know what you're going to... I know what you're thinking, Phil.
I want to tell you something.
Of course, as soon as this or any task is completed, you will already have forgotten that it ever actually took place. Probe going in now. As bird. Excellent. Releasing implant. There, that wasn't so bad, was it, Raymond?
No, sir.
It's good. No decay, no slippage. Everything seems to be in flawless working condition.
This is a man who smokes Marlboro cigarettes.
That you're going into homes and taking children?
No. What we're doing is we're seeing how easy it is to gain access to the children's bedrooms, and then seeing how far they could get in abducting the child.
I want to tell you something. I already have.
Hey,
whistle and dream your cares away. Castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. Sang the wrong melody, we'll play it back. See what it sounds like, hey, hey. They cut out 8 bars, the dirty bastard. And I didn't know which 8 bars he was gonna cut. Why don't somebody tell me these things around here? Holy Christ, I'm going off my nut.
This is a man who smokes Marlboro cigarettes. What kind of man is he?
By a right-wing military dictator, Augusto Pinochet.
A report explaining the risks in the market, along with the advice to read the prospectus before investing.
This is a man who smokes
and blue plumage, and she was very happy with her growing twins, who were as alike as two seeds in a carob pond. Daily, the mother parrot left her nest in the hollow of an old tree to search for food. And after she'd returned and fed her young until they were sated, the mother parrot taught her twins all that good little parrots should know. She taught them how to fly and how to climb, and she showed them how to crack nuts. She trained them to hold their food with the claws of one foot, while with the other they clasped the branch like a vise. But most of all, she taught them how to keep out of sight and out of trouble. The twins grew fast and learned their lessons well, and the mother parrot delighted in her clever children. But one unhappy day, when the mother parrot returned to her nest, she found it empty. And though she searched everywhere for her twins, she never saw her children again. For while the mother parrot was off in search of food, a wily hunter snared her twins and sold them for a good price. One parrot he sold to a brigand who robbed unwary travelers in a distant forest, and the other he sold to a Brahmin who lived in his hermitage in another part of the same forest. A long time passed, 1 year, 2 years, or even 3 years, and the twins grew up apart, one in the hut of the bandit and the other in the home of the hermit. A king came riding through that forest one day. He raced ahead of his guard and was soon separated from them. When he stopped to look about him, he realized that he was lost. The king tried hard to find a road, a path which would lead him back home, or a dwelling where someone could direct him to the highway. Finally, the king reached the hut belonging to the bandit. The parrot saw the king approaching and began to shout,
"Come quickly, my master! Here is a rider on a horse. Come, bind him and kill him. Bind him and kill him. Bind him and kill him.
On hearing these frightening words, the king turned his horse about and sped away. He rode at breakneck speed in the opposite direction until he came close to the hermitage belonging to the Brahmin. The Brahmin's parrot, on seeing the king nearing, began to call out gently.
Oh, hermit, a guest is coming. Come, feed him and pay him honor. Feed him and pay him honor. Feed him and pay him honor.
The king dismounted and said to the parrot,
just a while ago, in another part of this forest, I encountered a parrot so much like you that he might have been your twin brother. But whereas you are kind and speak gently, he was vicious and kept shouting, bind him and kill him, bind him and kill him.
He might have been my twin brother, but I was taught by a saintly Brahmin. He must have been taught by a murderous brigand, and that is the difference between us.
Whose security forces brutally murdered and tortured thousands of political dissidents.
Do you remember me?
Miss Rose, we're all on our best behavior. Our star status is 2, not 3.
If there's anything that I can do to help, Mrs. Stovall,
Have you ever made up a room for yourself without waiting for the maid service?
Copying the money for the room for myself? When they pay for cash? No, never.
You haven't had sexual relations with any of our patrons, have you?
Me? No, I'm fine. I'm clean.
What about last Thursday?
Thursday? It was normal for Thursday.
You arranged a party, didn't you? 3 girls for 2 men. One of them got his Rolex hooked and they almost blew to the cops. Stillwell Hotel. Thieving hooker. Bellboy name. Sonny.
Okay. I'm gonna have to say, yes, I did make that mistake. But the men, they looked lonely. You know, I pitied them.
We're all up to some kind of shit. But whatever was before, fuck it. Mr. Stillwell wants a clean game under a clean roof.
Right. And that is the best policy. It's very important that we get that star back.
Young man, you're on your last legs.
Sabotage is a limited way to get over a message. Sabotage gets beyond a position without giving a concrete social order. Makes people think by intervention over a public discussion. There is also a difference between a social, political, and economic context. Manipulation and negation of communication also belongs to that.
Murdered and tortured thousands of...
your word at the time, and we went to a birthday party for a friend of yours, and she was dating somebody, an artist, who
Fuck.
I found very attractive, and talked to him for a while and flirted with him a bit, and often wondered after that what it would be like to go out with him. And you, when you told me that your friend had broken up with him, I felt kind of curious. I wanted to. My fantasies were getting fueled now, and so along with all the confusion about how I was feeling about you, and then you telling me I should date other people, and then I was feeling attracted to him, and
a book of five rings by Miyamoto Musashi, translated by Victor Harris. Copyright 1974 by Victor Harris. Narrated by Patrick Horgan. This book contains 95 pages on two sides.
Demand it does not change. Demand it does not change because there is no substitute.
Don't leave me a message there, comma. Leave me a message here. John Stuart Mill.
Is there really more and more scarcity?
John Stuart Mill.
What if X never occurred? Expectations will be rational, and people will get around policy, and people will compile statistics, and people will become statistics.
See what I mean? As long as the property rights are well defined, it will not become eventually vertical, right?
Annotation. The famous 17th century samurai warrior of Japan sets forth the lessons of his intense life, showing how to plan and use strategy, not only in the martial arts, but also in any situation, including business, where plans and tactics are used.
One day you told me that he had... Oh, God. I remember this. I remember all of a sudden this comes back. I had invited you over for dinner, and we were going to sit out on my deck. It was right before the 4th of July. And we sat out on my deck and had dinner, and you liked what I had prepared. I had barbecue chicken and cornbread and I think a salad. And I brought candles out there on the deck, but they kept blowing out. And the table was wobbly because it wouldn't sit. It wouldn't sit quite right on the planks of the deck.
I don't want that.
This isn't your order?
No, yes. I'm feeling nauseous. Change my mind. Can't sleep. The stars are my friends. in a good place. But is there any other? What is the worst thing that you have ever done?
Me? I don't really know.
It means you haven't done it yet.
I cheated. I cheated at cards once.
And you made less money than you would have on a lucky day, didn't you?
Should I clear this?
Yeah. Take it away.
Right on the planks of the deck. That this fellow had called you. No, first you said that you had really enjoyed yourself, or you'd never had a relationship like this before. That it was special to you. Something like that. And then a few minutes later, you told me that this fellow had called you and had been asking you about me. And you had told him that we were just friends and that I was available. And I was just flabbergasted. On one hand, I was really pleased because I had wanted to go out with him anyway. But on the other hand, I couldn't believe that you had told another man that, yes, I was available and that we were just friends. And just at that moment, the phone rang.
Oh, cool. That's so cool. We're going to get you over here soon for sure.
Okay, good.
All right.
I'm going to let you go. I'll talk to you later. Bye, sweetie.
See ya.
I'm gonna have to give her a call, and we can conspire to remove your fear of pussy.
Okay. Well, I know she's got a good pussy because I mean I've whipped it plenty of times and made her jizz. I know she's a squirter too.
Oh yeah.
And at one point, I'm on the floor, and I take the water bottle. Are you paying any attention to me?
Hi, you take the water bottle.
Okay, I'm talking to you. And I spread my legs, and then I fill my pussy with the water. And then I squirt it as high and as far as I can.
His route into management wasn't the conventional one. He'd already been working at Zanotech for 6 years as production manager when the then managing director, who was a fearless mountaineer and free-fall parachutist, died unexpectedly of natural causes.
My background was in electronics rather than in management, so initially there was a very steep learning curve.
That's interesting, steep learning curve. That's one of those phrases that I hear all the time, but I never quite seem to understand.
Oh, that is interesting.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of phrases like that? What are the other ones? Because my sister went through all this with an 8-year-old, and they had to get in an educational psychologist.
Really, yes.
It turned out he had a very low IQ.
Oh, dear, yes. So, as managing director, how many people have you got under you?
Everybody.
I see, yes. But I mean, in terms of management structure, what is it?
Well, shall I draw it for you?
Oh, yeah, that might be very
nice. Let me just move this out of the way.
Okay.
I'm sure that you don't want to look at it.
All right.
And anyway, it would just be in the way.
Right, yes.
It's just a photograph. Anyway, I'll move it.
Yes, right. She's a lovely girl, isn't she? Who?
Alison.
Alison.
Yes. That's a wall she's leaning against.
Yeah, oh, sure. Have you got any other children?
Alison's my one.
Oh. Sorry.
We got married last time.
I'm sorry, I've made a...
No, don't worry.
A bit of a mess of the...
Really, don't worry. Anyway, management structure.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. Look, this is me.
Gosh, yes, that's very good.
What
yes.
do you mean?
Well, it's just...
It's just a blob.
Right, yes, I see, yes.
Then there's the production manager who looks after everything that happens in the actual production process. A sales director here with the sales team underneath her.
Oh, she's a woman, is she?
Isn't that obvious?
Well, I thought it was... Oh, yes, I see.
And then there's a company secretary who's a very important figure.
Yes, he is.
He's two-thirds accountant and two-thirds lawyer.
Right. That's four-thirds.
Yes, he's brilliant that way.
The Bible is a composite document, that there are dozens, if not hundreds, of different authorial hands at play in the Bible, that the Bible is a document that took the better part of 1,000 years to finish its composition. If, in short, we say that the Bible is like, in some ways, lots of ancient pieces of oral literature that eventually made their way into print. It's not unlike Icelandic sagas. It's in many ways similar to the Iliad and the Odyssey. It's like the Gita, a part of the Mahabharata, one of the major Indian epics. Those are the answers of 19th century scholars. Of course, those answers scared the wits out of conservative Christians. Those were not the kinds of answers that would-be fundamentalists were eager to hear.
California. 900 KALT Atlanta, Texas has returned to the air. 1090 WBZB in Selma, North Carolina has also returned. 1200 WXIT Blowing Rock, North Carolina. This station has finally moved to 1200 from their old frequency of 1510. They have 10,000 watts daytime only. 1210 WJZZ Kingsley, Michigan. This silent station has returned to the air. 1230 WIGS in Governor, New York. Here's an AM station you will never hear again. Their license has been canceled. The call, however, was not due because the call remains on their FM station, which remains operational. 1240 WBSR in Dunbar, West Virginia. Their construction
for a certain sum of money. The absurdity. For exchange, what is called enlightenment. Can, in examining it, see its futility. So we won't in any way concern or be involved in those forms of escapes which is called meditation. So let's be very clear from the very beginning that meditation is not an entertainment. It's not something that you purchase from another, whatever the price be. It is not the acceptance of authority of any kind, including that of the speaker, and especially that of the speaker.
Somebody got into our heads with big steel-toed boots, the cable cutters and a chainsaw, and they went to town. Neurons got exposed, and circuits got rewired. Our brain cells got obliterated.
Sir.
No.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
remember me. Of course, as soon as this or any task is completed, you will already have forgotten that it ever actually took place.
One of those moments that I will probably savor forever, because just the timing couldn't have been better for him to call right then. We talked for a little bit, and he asked me if I would come over to his house for a party that he was having on the 4th of July. And I said, yes, I would be glad to. And so I came back out on the deck, and I think you were pacing or something. And I just felt so smug at saying that it was him and we were going to have a date. We were going out. I even asked you what you thought I should wear. So we did get together, and we dated a few times, and I thought he was really nice. I liked him a lot. Sex was incredible, just incredible with him. We could just go hours. I mean, we were like animals.
Don't forget, the art show Saturday. Start working on Frank tonight.
I swear, he's the kind of man you have to pin messages to.
Though I'm sorry to say, Mona Lauder will be attending. Turns out her uncle's in town, some hotshot art dealer from New York. I think I met him at one of Mona's soirees. A bit flowery for my taste.
How do you mean?
Oh, you know, a touch light on his feet.
Oh, you mean...
Yes, darling, he's one of those. Of course, I could be mistaken, just an impression I got.
You don't care for them particularly?
Well, no, not particularly. Not that I actually know any. Call me old-fashioned, I just like all the men I'm around to be all men. Say, why the third degree?
It's not the third degree, I'm just interested, that's all, in your views. I read an article in a magazine.
What? Nothing. I'm just delighted to see you taking interest in yet another civic cause. I can see it now. Kathleen Whittaker and her kindness to homosexuals.
That word.
All right, so you go into the house and take a child.
We don't really kidnap the child. I want to be very, very clear. We go into the home after hours.
Are you gaining access to people's... Do they know?
No, we sent out a memo at the beginning of the month, right after the Elizabeth Smart abduction. We sent out a memo telling the homeowners we would be doing these home security checks.
And then your husband, Steve, and these other two gentlemen would gain access to the house and then abduct...
We did not abduct. We removed the child from the house. It's not as bad as you think.
Well, what I'm thinking here is you've got a frightened child. You may have a frightened homeowner. It sounds like it's something illegal.
No, it is not illegal, and I want you, Phil, to be very careful. We let them know with a memo that we would be conducting these home security tests. They are mock kidnappings. The children are fine. We take the child from the home. We hold them at a McDonald's or a Jack in the Box that's nearby. And then we go back into the home and explain to the parents and to the homeowners, do you see how easy it was? Now here are some suggestions on what you can do to safeguard your home.
Is your husband trained in security?
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, your husband is a landscape architect, right?
Yes, but that doesn't... He's the vice president of our board. And Ray Greeley is the secretary treasurer. I don't follow.
So Ray Greeley, who's the secretary treasurer, what does he do for a living?
He owns two clothing stores.
So a guy that owns clothing stores, another guy that's a landscape architect, are going into homes and taking children.
Phil, it is not as bad as you are putting it out to be, and I'm very offended. The children are fine.
But you're frightening children and homeowners.
I think it's a little bit better to get a little frightened to find out how secure you are. Now,
Let me give our phone number out, because I know that you had at least one problem over on... in an area called the Gardenia phase?
Yes, that was the Millers.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Homeowners Association of Western Estates, conducting what they call after-hour security checks, mock kidnappings of children.
Phil, we felt for the Elizabeth Smart family. And I'm a little shocked.
Well, I feel for the Elizabeth Smart family. We all feel for the Elizabeth Smart family.
We don't want to have happen to us what happened to them. Now, let me go ahead and preempt you because... We felt for that family, and we feel we have come up with a tremendous program that helps the family stay on guard. These mock kidnappings, and don't get me wrong, they scare the hell out of the families, but they're supposed to. Now, on June 10th, my husband Steve and Ray, because I'm going to preempt you here, I know what you're going to mention.
Yeah, I'm mentioning the Miller family in the Gardenia phase, right?
Yes. Now, Steve and Ray gained access to the home. They mistakenly entered the wrong bedroom that they thought was the bedroom of the 15-year-old daughter. I think her name is Ashley. And instead, it was the master bedroom. Because in the Gardenia phase, the children's wing is in the east, the master's in the west.
They never stopped
thinking
about new ways to harm our country and our people.
And Ray and Steve understandably made a mistake. They had done some renovation, which is against the CC&Rs. And that is also something I'm going to mention.
All right, well, but tell me what happened.
Ray and Steve were doing an after-hour security check. And through no fault of their own, they entered the master and were, I guess, leaning over, crouching over Laura Miller, the wife. Suddenly, my husband, Steve...
The number you call is wrong. Please call...
Incident. Shackley moved on, returning to Southeast Asia.
By that time, the writing was on the wall. The United States was going to be pushed out of Southeast Asia. It was clear that the Viet Cong were going to prevail under Ho Chi Minh. And so what these men began to do...
Leave me a message here.
Because I'm not reachable.
I'm not real.
One more question.
See me later.
Where is there a demand curve for this? It's out there.
Way out there.
Which way does it slope?
It slopes to the left.
It slopes to the right.
It slopes to the horizon more.
Maybe a crescendo of numbered curves and an everlasting calculation is
better. Better spent speeding down the digital highway, looking at the digital stars,
then
less.
More vertical demand, same at any price, is
better. When do you work? When do you not work?
Then
less. More.
Half the income, more violence is
better. Change input, change output,
then
less.
More difficult than I thought. Or maybe it's just that less
is better than
more.
And label the axes price, quantity,
income, consumption,
death,
violence.
Less is better than more.
Sometimes his email hits me.
Hi, it's me, Emily XYZ. The X stands for X junkie. The Y is for yes.
And that's my shamus. But we were talking about really squirting, and you've never done it before.
No, I've never done it before. We actually have a caller.
We have a caller. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yay.
Let's say hi to Jay. Are you there?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. You know, you're my most favorite porn star, and you're the most beautiful woman in the world.
And I love you. Do you live in Los Angeles?
Pittsburgh, actually. Too bad. Yeah. I think I've been to Los Angeles once. Yeah.
What's your name?
I think I even emailed you.
Oh.
Oh, back, yeah. Hey, Ginger, have you ever been with a guy who's not circumcised?
Yes, I love men who are not circumcised. As long as they're clean,
yeah.
Then it's amazing. I like it because I love to suck cock.
Yeah.
And it's really great to give I can give a fabulous blowjob. I love that the skin can go up and down and move back and forth.
Right.
I love that. Is your cock, are you uncircumcised?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's more sensitive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is more sensitive, yeah. So, how would you give me a blowjob?
How would I give you a blowjob?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm an Indian guy, too, by the way. I think that's why I'm not circumcised.
Indian guy, as in American Indian or Indian Indian?
Indian Indian.
Indian Indian, because I'm American Indian. My mother's half Cherokee.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of a connection.
We're definitely connected.
Well, you know what's a turn-on for me is not to just go right down on a guy's cock. I like a guy that's wearing a pair of nice jeans, good, you know, Levi or some kind of a denim jean.
Yeah.
And I like to start by,
with big steel toes.
No, I get nervous. I would want to rub my hands on the outside of your jeans and just feel the outline of your cock.
Our brain cells got obliterated.
And then I like to, put my lips, when I find the head of your cock, I would want to put my lips there, and I like to breathe out so that my hot breath is on the tip of your cock, and then I suck back in so that it gets cold.
What do we know about these people? Well, it's kind of interesting. And I want to figure out, what's interesting about it is apparently all seven are not in the United States. They have been in the U.S., at least five of them at some point, which raises a whole lot of questions.
The areas is because the Republicans cannot win.
No, I mean, that has been documented too, Janine. You're right. I mean, there is...
The first of which, I want to hear what you think, is should we be afraid? Yesterday, Tom Ridge, the director of Homeland Security...
If Republican Bush was going to win. I think what was exciting also, I have to say, is that there's a sense now that the energy...
The folks
that
wake up this morning to listen to General Ashcroft and
the
Director Mueller and say, those are the individuals responsible for my security. I'm glad they're paying attention. And all the same people say, I'm going to let them worry about security and I'm going to go about with my life and enjoy the summer months.
Sounds good enough. In other words, don't panic. But then came the press conference, and Attorney General John Ashcroft seemed to take a different tone.
This disturbing intelligence indicates Al-Qaeda's specific intention to hit the United States hard.
Good and bad reasons.
Al-Qaeda apparently trying to hit the United States. Well, it's difficult to say exactly where and when. As a matter of fact, they don't know.
They all are signed in connection with possible terrorist threats in the United States.
And we'll talk a little bit more about Alberto
Gonzalez.
And you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crime every day across the country. You can help prevent crime against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Madrid
railway bombings were preceded by Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda to have advanced their cause. Al-Qaeda may perceive a large-scale attack in the United States this summer or fall.
Looking for a lead soldier similar fight against their right.
Well, you're probably asking yourself, okay, what do I do? Do I need to be afraid? My answer to you is,
your home of Air America.
Do not be afraid.
You sometimes feel bad.
Don't be afraid
of history of depression.
Do
you worry that your children are going to feel the same way? If you have teenagers
from
13 to 17,
you've got to assume that if they're running around in the United States today,
together, researchers at the Judge Baker Children's Center, Harvard Medical School, the Children's Hospital of Boston, pioneering new treatment options.
What the Attorney General and also the
eligibility.
FBI was
781-393.
Wow, look out for suspicious characters.
Depression is a serious illness affecting tens of millions of Americans, and it can be even harder for teenagers. Children of parents with depression are 4 to 5 times more likely to experience depression themselves.
But I need something more than seven people who used to be in the United States and aren't here anymore.
began to pilfer hundreds of tons of ammunition and military equipment.
By the very person I should find it. Another. We've talked of it most recently quite a lot, and that is vindication. Trying to vindicate for yourself, to make up for mistakes, to make up for the past, to do something now that is so great, so stellar, so spectacular, that it sponges all that's there. It totally eliminates everything that I ever did wrong. That it totally expunges the record so that those faultiness, that failure, is somehow gone and nobody will even know it's there. No one will know it even happened. I'm going to vindicate myself. I'm going to make up for it. I'm going to pay for their past failures with success. I'm going to make up to them and expunge the record. I'm going to compensate. And though it sounds good, and although the consensus encourages it, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It never has. Even those who claim, indeed, create the very success that is supposed to expunge the record don't feel expunged. And even though other people may never know, they still do. It doesn't erase it. Forgiveness can remove it, but not vindication. And therefore, it is impossible. The bottom line fact is, vindication, as noble as you make it sound, is impossible. As an agenda, I'm not going to keep it open, I'm going to hide it. But behind, it only creates the frustration, potentially destruction. Another that we've talked of so much, indeed, that of self-pity. It's possible. Mm-hmm. Control and vindication, they're not possible. Self-pity now, here's an agenda, there you go. That's possible. But as most of you know, it's destructive. Some of you haven't yet decided whether it's appropriate or not. But it certainly is destructive. And it obviously is. Certainly. Why would you hide this agenda? Becomes very obvious. This isn't something they talked you out of. It's because of its contrariness or potential. The low side of the continuum. But in that sense, in self-pity, whether it shows up self-pity in and of itself, or as martyrhood, as we talked about weeks ago, or as victimhood. Are my desire, my agenda, my need, my preference, my feeling, my expectation that produces an agenda.
Sir, I'll be right outside.
What?
You'll be right outside, sir.
I know. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Shall I get that for you, sir?
No.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Get up and go in the other room. He just said, I have to rest. was also really tender in a lot of ways. We would sit sometimes for an hour or more talking and just stroking each other, just touching each other with our clothes on, just, and it was really nice. And we stopped seeing each other, and I didn't know why. I mean, he stopped calling me, and I didn't call him to find out what was going on. You know, why I hadn't heard from him.
I just want to get the whole fucking thing over with. Can you understand that?
I think is remarkable about Todd and his work is that he refuses to present characters that are heroic because he thinks it's cruel. He thinks it's cruel to an audience to say, you know, to hold that up. You know, when the cinema is a place for projection and it's completely kind of subjective medium. Todd celebrates who we are, people who struggle and who aren't articulate and who don't do the right thing and can't save the world and feel oppressed and then oppress others. And that I find incredibly moving.
Missed it by that much.
The advantage of this word is that you can insult someone without risk of physical harm. For example, you could say, "You're quite an individual, Tim." And Tim would say, "Thank you."
The course of justice may not be perverted by romantic gestures and fancies. It is the inalienable right of every citizen of this country to be tried by his peers without fear of emotional manipulation or unfair persuasion of any kind.
Objection, Your Honor! You're doing it now!
No, I'm not.
Ooh, you were!
But it doesn't matter anyway, because I'm not addressing the jury. And in order to make up for your violation, you must do the rest of the prosecution to a piece of music of the defense's choosing.
Massive act of non-cooperation, their determination to be free. They came to realize that it was more honorable to walk the streets in dignity than to ride the buses in humiliation. At the beginning of the protest, the people, as though divinely directed, call on Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., then pastor of the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church, to speak on their behalf. Yeah. The late Dr. Martin Luther King was without doubt one of the most brilliant young men of our time.
And I like to do that back and forth for a little while. And when I feel that you're starting to get hard, then I would unzip your pants, slide my hand in, and play with it for a few minutes.
Say her name.
Pelagia.
Pelagia. It's kind of like labia.
If the famine continues, all humankind will die out.
Let's walk over to the guard booth and watch it happen. What happens when you can't stop thinking about something? Let's keep walking toward the guard booth and see it happen. Imagine the same thing over and over again. Imagine the blood stain, the rust stain, that weird rust stain. We're almost to the guard booth now where we'll watch it happen. I can't believe we're going to watch it happen because someone should stop it. I wish I could stop it, and I should stop it. But at this point, I won't. There. A ramp guard knocked motionless. A blonde man walked to the elevator. I don't know if he saw her. I don't know if she knows him. I don't know what they argued about.
Do you remember me?
I don't know why he did it. I don't know if he's breathing. I don't know why she likes him. I don't know all the answers. But let me try to explain by saying, there it was in front of her, that weird rust stain. More like a brain than a stain. More like the swishing brain of her soul than either brain or stain. She urged herself on and on, but pale at his too strong visual squeeze now focused in on her. Squeezed eyes tightly shut, flooded like the car trunks banging rapidly open and shut all around her. There it was in front of her, that weird rust stain and that terrible, indelible image, staggering under its own oafish weight. A 7-level parking ramp centrally designed around a bank of glass guard booths. Nearby the booth, dangerous and anarchic action spreads federally out and angled downward, across and on forward under the cement floor. It quickly became clear that night that booth guard wasn't ever coming back soon. She said something to herself as she opened the car door. All directions merged downward along this ramp floor. They abounded and they
we don't see a problem on that. Do you, from a political sense, do you think that there is a
not just lead all, but all of those together that produces an agenda, is to feel sorry for myself? Now, it doesn't take too much thinking to figure out what that's going to do to my reality as I'm trying to create success and happiness and good health and joy and wonder and magic in my life, when what I really want is to feel sorry for myself. And no matter how far I shove it down, if I won't let go, it's still an agenda.
We've got a quality assurance manager.
What exactly is a quality assurance manager?
Well, his job is to monitor what we do and how we do it and make sure that our performance comes up to scratch.
Right.
Pinpoint the one thing that I want to do or need to do, and I need to give myself time to do that, and I need to sit with it and just be with it for a period.
Silence is golden. Your eyes still see, but my eyes still see, but my eyes still.
but to her heart I'll carry the key. Won't you tell her, please, to put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
Trunk of a tree, document form originally from wooden double pump, date double pump, double one double point, systematic statement of a body and body code.
Somebody got into our heads.
Minus code less slash one to put in S slash eject.
With big steel toe boots, cable cutters and chainsaw, and they went to town. Neurons got exposed. The circuits got rewired. Our brain cells got obliterated.
Fuck it.
To construct a covert war capacity. Unknown to the United States Congress, that didn't require supervision by the president, but would pursue the mission that they viewed as their ultimate mission. That is to attempt to vanquish any people who didn't support United States foreign policy.
W4JTM 91 F 2 greater than M plus dollars percent dollars.
But then came Watergate. A president forced to resign, and the American people disillusioned by White House corruption and lies. Change. In 1976, Jimmy Carter was elected president. He and new CIA director Stansfield Turner began to clean house, pushing out nearly 800 men from CIA covert operations.
What's a po' boy to do? What's a person to do? You can bop. You can rock, although that's been co-opted already. I'd stick with the bop. I'll never get that. Out of the Earth landmass tonight, not going near those waves for a while. New metaphysics. After the last one, before the one after the next one, I can guarantee that'll be the case. Gary at newmetaphysics.com, of course.
I'm the lead vehicle with Sergeant Shaw.
Doing recon. In the high desert, northwest of an urban fortress. Don't you just love to spew that high protein all over the landscape? I know I do, even after a large meal with a lot of mustard and other protein-lowering comestibles. Even psychologically, I like to layer it over. It's only sticky for a while, then it brittles up and all. You know about it. Good cigarette, few hours nap time, glass of Tang in the morning, which is whenever the next time is, and time to think about stroking the kitten again. Right, old boy? And here in New Metaphysics Land, home of the estranged, land of the aliens. Sometimes I even forget that I am somewhat askew to you. Not to myself, however. I'm on the hero's journey myself.
I'm in the lead vehicle with Sergeant Shaw and our guide, civilian contractor.
Make sure you have a good private contractor, ex-special op, intel man with you, or an investment counselor, whichever left-hand, right-hand kind of thing's going on. I wouldn't lead you bad advice.
When all these covert operators were fired in the 1970s, they didn't just start opening restaurants or working in bookstores.
Getting exciting now. My kind of turf. With the riff, don't hang out with the raff no more. River traffic on the Vuelt slowing to a crawl, even at midday. Now, why is that? Man with the good questions, having a field day. And it's increasing. Now, I could be a little more considerate of the chafe amongst ye. If you're there. In fact, I know you're not. If you're anywhere, you're right here. And, quote, I'm the only one here. Unquote. So as our plot thickens, I would pack New Metaphysics on one of those swaying hips. Across the landscape. I know I will be. And we'll talk again. And the next, the other, and king me all the way down the line. Otherwise, we'll all become a big fatherland again. I just hate when that happens.
I'm in the lead vehicle with Soggy Shaw and our guide, civilian contractor. Night is clear, dark, no moon.
do be ready for the upcoming war show, where it all goes down.
As soon as this or any task is completed, you will already have forgotten that it ever actually took place.
Says, in order to achieve a little bit of humility, it takes a great deal of humiliation.
Okay! It's right there! All you have to do is ask, it's right there!
number of you have really worked, but you still just push it down. You've dropped it. You've made it invisible as best you can, camouflaged it, or really have made it disappear or so to seem. But you haven't let go of it.
I love the idea of intercoms. They appear here in this film, and they appear later in Secretary, my other film. The idea that there are voices coming from other places that dictate to the lead actor, to the character that we're watching, what to do, as if some kind of godlike force is impelling him somewhere, compelling him to go. And here he is, back in the hallway, returning to Monique.
I just want to get the whole fucking thing over with.
Still, you're still holding on. I want it. I want it. Maybe I put it far away, but I still want it.
Sometimes it's the people outside our world you confide in best.
But once you do confide, share with someone, they're no longer really outside, are they?
But always be motivated by characters moving. Never will you see, like, an emotional moment where we slowly track in on somebody in thought. It will be them standing and moving to the window that will designate thought, and the camera will follow accordingly.
And your reality is reflecting the frustration, and maybe even the destructiveness of that very negative agenda that is very sadly very possible.
This is too good an opportunity to miss. You see, I'm in the middle of a great experiment.
And I mean a right. To do something, somebody is always there to want to regulate it, to want to protect other people against these people that might have these rights, that they might do something wild and crazy. I'd like the Vermont-style laws. And that is that you don't need a permission slip from your government for self-protection.
investment standard for buying calls is that you understand how the market works and that you invest only money that you can afford to have at risk.
The fourth hidden agenda category is that of wanting praise and approval instead of love. Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be praised in the appropriateness, as feedback, as messages as to how you're doing, certainly so. There's nothing wrong with wanting approval, clearly not. But when that praise and approval is the substitution for love, when that praise and approval is the substitution for esteem, when that praise and approval is equated with better than, superiority, then indeed it becomes very destructive and very impossible. Even though you may get a certain amount of it, it's never enough.
I understand he was injured.
He was struck across the head and the ribs by Mr. Miller with what we later found out was a police issue magnesium flashlight. Ray Greeley took off.
So now Steve is in a man's home, and the man understandably has attacked him.
Not understandably. This was an after-hours security check.
He was in the man's home, and if he'd gone to the right bedroom, he would have abducted
Not abducted.
All right, he would have done a security check by taking the little girl.
That's right.
Never enough applause, never enough praise, never enough approval can lead to a certain level of narcissism where I am the only one that exists and spend all my day approving of myself in one way or another, since none of you are wise enough or smart enough to realize you ought to. But when I seek that praise and approval instead of love, in the place of love, perhaps because I'm afraid of it, perhaps because I won't let it in, any number of reasons. But when I use praise and approval as a substitution for love, as a substitution for value, then it is a destructive, negative, it is a rather destructive hidden agenda.
In Jane's garden is a love tree, which only blooms where love is present. And so Jane and Rock's chance encounter becomes a great love. But Rock is 15 years younger than Jane, and Jane is completely integrated into the social life of an American small town. In the beginning, Rock loves nature, and Jane at first doesn't love anything, because she has everything.